Parshas Vayakel, which is really discussing almost entirely, in its entirety, the Mishkan, begins, interestingly, with the Tzibur of Shabbos, Sheish Yisrael Mitzatza Melocho, B'yom Yishvi Yeh Lechem Kredesh, Shabbos Shabbos Lashem, Kol Lois Lebaim Melocho, Yumos, Lois Vareish, B'chom Yishvotech, B'yom HaShabbos. The Shaila is, what's it doing here? So Rashi says, "Hiktem lim azar Shabbos latzivim lechas haMishkan loymer she'ena deichas haShabbos." It's here to tell you that don't think, even though it's have you to do to build the base of Mikdash, don't think that it's deichas Shabbos. So Sor Volbe asks, he says, "Why dafk over here by the binyan base of Mikdash?" There's also a tzivui to write a sefer Torah. Torah tells you, by the way, there's a tzivui Shabbos. Don't write the sefer Torah in Shabbos. Don't. Why vasep is dafk here? Ein shom shuri chumish. I thought maybe you could say that since we know that the Mishkan, aside to being the Mokom Hashras HaShechina that there was on the Har HaBayis, there's also the limud of V'shochanti V'soich Kol Echad V'echod, that a Mishkan is every person builds a Mishkan for themselves, they themselves are a Mishkan, and everybody who has a builds their house is a Mokom which is a Mishkan. Ish V'isho Zochu Shechina Sheir B'nei. Betzem, a person's body is a Mishkan for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and a person's house is an abode for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the limit is that make sure when you're building your house that it's not on the cheshbon of somebody else. It's not a mitzvah baba veir. It's not through being Mechal Shabbos that you're going to build yourself. It's not being... Shabbos is just a mashal. Shabbos is a mashal also that it's the cheshbon of building yourself shouldn't be on... building your house, building yourself, not on anybody else's cheshbon. I remember I once asked a Yitzchak Berkowitz once about a certain chumrah in Hilchos Shabbos. So I asked him about it. So he says, it's a nice chumrah. So I said, should I be machmer on it? He says, it depends how difficult it is for your wife. You want to take on a chumrah, and it's going to be on somebody else's cheshbon. You have to know whether or not it pays to take on such a chumrah if it's going to be on somebody else's cheshbon. There's always, you have any time really, anything that a person's in kurdle, a person's in is working, he decides that he's going to be makbin on something. You have to know if you're not taking away from somebody else. Does that mean that you can't go matzah baking in the middle of Seder? I don't know. I'm not getting to the actual pratim of, not to build on somebody else's cheshbon, not to, maybe you should be one stuff. It's something to think about maybe, but it's, all these different things, anything that a person has, a person decides that he's going to be makbid on a 25-minute birchas hamazon while he's working for somebody. We know that poyalim, chazal pater from half of brachas and from davening and from things that are not the raisa because you're working for somebody else. If they want you to, terrific. But a person's binyan shouldn't be at somebody else's cheshbon. I was thinking, just one nekuda, maybe, that we see in the parasha when you get to Egeno Mishkan, is the Briach HaTichon. It says that the Briach HaTichon was Mavriach min HaKotze LaKotze. It went through the entire thing. And Chazal say that really it was only one. The Briach HaChitzon went all the way from the beginning of the Mishkan, turned the corner, went through the far end, and turned the corner again, and continued 70 amos long was the Briach HaTichon. What's the purpose? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu make it that way? And what's the limit for us? So I thought that maybe the nekuda is that when a person's building themselves and a person's building their house, they have to have a Briach HaTichon. You have to have something which is going to go through min hakotza lakotza. It's going to take you through your entire life. Something from the beginning of your life till the end of your life. It's a yesod, it's what you're building your house on, it's what you're building yourself upon. It's the message that you're giving over in your house to the children when you're speaking by the Shabbos table. Whatever it is, what's the message? What's the ikaron? What's the principle? What's the idea? What's your life's goal that you're going to take with you? You're going to take with you, and this is going to be my Briach HaTichon. This is going to be something which takes me min hakotze lakotze. The Targum Yonison brings down something fascinating. He says, where did they find this huge piece of wood that's 70 amos long? So the Targum Yonison says, "V'nagra mitzio begoy luchayo mishalvin min seyafei le seyafei min ilona denotziv avrom beber deshova." was from the Vita Isha of Be'er Sheva. What happened with that tree at the end of the day? Because Yisrael Yasiyama Katom Alechaya Yasilano. When Klal Yisrael went through the Yam, the Malachim cut down the tree V'talku Aliyama, and they threw it into the water. Vavis Tofi Al Apeimayo, and it was floating. Vavi Malachim Achriza V'Amar Deinu Ilona Denatzav Avram Be'er Sheva, and the Malachim were being machris. This is the tree that Avram planted. V'tzoli Taman B'Shumemra Da Hashem, and that's where they davened. V'kori B'Shem Hashem. V'naz Boyu B'nei Yisrael. Klal Yisrael took it. V'avdu Mini Nagra Mitzio Urkei Shuvin Ama. It's Klal Yisrael made it into the Brich Haticha, and it was 70 amas long. And that's what they used as the Brich Haticha. And it says when he took it out, it would be straight. When it went in, it would turn. But maybe that's the Indian of it taking from Avram. What was the Vayita Isha Be'er Sheva? Avram's whole life was Vayita Isha Be'er Sheva. Achilo Shti Yolino. B'machnes Orchim. The Chesed. That's Chesed L'Avram. Chesed L'Avram. The whole Indian of Avram's life, what took him, his Midah was Chesed. Everybody has a different Midah. Yitzchak was Gvura. Yaakov was Tiferes. Everybody has a Midah. Avram Avinu's Vayita Isha was personifies the Nekuda of his Briach HaTichon. What was Avram Avinu's Briach HaTichon? It was Vayita Isha. It was the Hachnasas Orchim that he took, and that was his Chesed that he took through his entire life. The Meir HaKlal Yisrael, when taking a Briach HaTichon to the Mishkan, that's what they're taking. When a person does that, though, it has to bend. It has to be able to bend. It has to be flexible to a certain extent. That means that you have a Briach HaTichon, and there's going to be Nisyonis, where there's going to be a possibility that the Yitzhara comes to you to try to get you to give up on your Brich HaTichayim. And you have to be able to turn corners. And you have to be able to, in all instances, be able to make it flexible to still hold on to your Brich HaTichayim and to let it turn the corners and keep it. You're right, you have to bend it in front of the Yitzhara. You have to do whatever it is that you should still be able to hold on to it. But Lamaisi, you're keeping your Brich HaTichayim, not to give it up. Not to give up the Brich HaTichayim. It's not always in the same situation. It's not always straight. Sometimes it's going to be, you have to be crooked. But you're going to hold on to it. Thought that they bring down. I saw another pshat, the Daz Kenu Ibali Atesis. They say, where did the Brich HaTichon come from? It was the makal of Yaakov Avinu. That he was over be... One second. Kibim makli alvarti yasa yarden azeh. He said, that makal, and it was very, it was huge. It was that makal he took, and that's what he used, and that's what they used as the Brich HaTichon. I think that's maybe also a mashal for this idea. That Yaakov Avinu, he took his makal, he didn't have anything else. He gave up all his money to Eliphaz. The only thing that he had, like Rashi says, Vani b'makli avarti yasayarden, that was the only thing that he had with him, was his makal. That was the one thing that he had. And with that, he was able to be over the Yarden. That he was able to stick into the Yarden, and Rashi says, brings down that the Yarden split. You hold on to your makal, the one thing that you have, and you'll be able to go through all the nisyanis through it. You'll be able to, through the Yarden, through the Yam, through whatever it is that a person encounters through life, if he holds on to it, then he's able to take it through his life. That's his... Now the interesting thing is, when a person does have an Ikaron, when a person does have some Yisroid that he's Moshe Nefesh for, then in Echanami, there are nisyanis that he gets, that maybe a person that wasn't so Maslik in it, wouldn't have that nisyan. Example, it says, the Gemara Bracha says, that when a person that comes every day to Shacharis, one day he doesn't come, Kadosh Baruch Hu asks, he's Shol B'Shleimai. Where is he? I don't understand. Yesterday, the other people that don't show up, Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have any times when he doesn't show up. When a person does show up every day, all of a sudden one day he doesn't show up, all of a sudden Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to know, where's the person? So when a person puts himself in the matzah where they're makbid, then in Chanami, there's, I just saw an interesting story from the Baba Sali, the Mayan Ashur brought down from the Baba Sali, he says that it was, the Ibn Mikal B'Shal was very early. And his wife one time benched licht, and she remembered that she forgot to put a one of the pots on the plato. So she asked somebody who wasn't Makabel Shabbos yet to go ahead and put it on. The kids are, I guess the cord of the plato was sticking out, and somebody hit the cord, and the whole plato came crashing down, and all the pots went all over the place, and everything dumped out. So Baba Sali says, there's for sure a message over here. What happened? So they told him the story. Well, one of the pots, they weren't thinking to put on, and then they, as after the lich mentioned, they asked somebody. He says, "Oh, we tried to be marviach one pot, and we lost all five. So I think we're going to gain, but at the end of the day, Now the person that's not so makbir, and every week he puts on platos after Gibbelich mentioned, he makes somebody else to do it. No cords fall, and no whatchamacallit. Fakir, it's a mailah. It's the very fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the tviya, it says, Chazal saying, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mashal Ma'adav Ardema Nisayin. It says that Nisayin is like a potter, somebody that's making pottery, so he when he's banging on the kalim, he only bangs on the ones that he knows will be able to handle the bang. The ones that he's scared are going to shatter, he doesn't take a chance to bang on them. So the people that can handle it, the people that, they, those are the people you're tevea from. Rav Olbers said that from one of his friends in the mirror, one of his, I think, chavrusa in the mirror, that the chavrusa told him that Rav Yerucham doesn't hold me anymore. He says, what do you mean? So he said, because earlier it used to be that he would, anytime that I would come over to him and something that he didn't like, he would wash the floors with me. He would almost smash me. He says, now he talks to me so nicely, and he talks to him. He says, Kinnear doesn't hold me so much. He's scared. What's going to be with this person? But the real tefiah of is when there's somebody that's living up to it. When somebody's nice and nefesh, then HaKadosh Baruch wants to bring him to even higher darga. I'll give you a nisayin. I want to see what you're going to do in the matzah of the nisayin. So a story that happened recently. There was a fellow vision sechassid that he worked for a certain organization, and he came in contact with a Baal Tshuva, fresh Baal Tshuva, and Baal Tshuva was still mamish at taking his first steps, and he was still weary about it, and he would be mechazik him, and sure enough, he was mamish mechazik, and he was making strides, and he joined the yeshiva, the chulu, and at one point he says, listen here, I just turned 40, and this is a few months ago that this happened, and I still didn't find my shidduch, and I'm getting older. What are we supposed to do about it? Kitzer, he was in Bnei Brak, this chassid, and he decided he's going to the Beis HaKvaros to go daven by the tzaddikim. So he went to go daven by the Vision Tzarebo, and while he was there, he says, yeah, the stipler is here, the chassid is here, let's go as well. And there's chassid, he goes there, and he sees a middle-aged man who's davening mamish, finishing tilim, davening with all the kavanim. He says, I never spoke to him before, but I recognize him from the picture of Kolodetsky, Adam by Moran Tarater. So he says, oh, I'll go over to ask him for a bracha. So we never asked him for a bracha, and he gave him, and he says, let me give you an eitzah though. He says, why don't you go to the Lel of a Rebbe? Lel of a Rebbe was nifter on Yom Kippur about 12 years ago, Tavshin Ayin. So he was nifter 12 years ago, and he was very, very makbid. His whole life he was shrying about not speaking during davening. Go to his kever and daven and be makabel that you're not going to speak during davening. Come and speak during davening, and I've done it many times. I've gone with a lot of people, and mamish yeshuas. It's something that he was merciful nefesh for, and so he says, I'm not a chassid, says Kolodetsky. I'm not a chassid, but I go there much, much more than the chassidim go there. I go to his kever. Because this person says, you should know that this bracha that I'm asking for a bracha for, he doesn't speak during davening. Doesn't talk to him now. It's not. He says, you're right, Ken Zayin. He says, but I spoke to my Shver about it, Reb Chaim, and he says that you should make a Kabbalah. Does it need to make a Kabbalah? Make a Kabbalah for an entire year. Entire year, that way all the Matzavim that there are, all the Yom Tovim, all the Davening, all the different possibilities that maybe you're going to be able to speak during Davening, be Makam on yourself, you're going to go through the entire year, and you're not going to Kitzer. The Bachar actually wasn't able to come, but they got a few people that went to the Har Zeisim and went to the Maid of Kabbalah. He was Makabal where he was, and sure enough, within 2 weeks, he was. What happened? Within the next week after Maid of Kabbalah, a guy came over to him and asked him a question. Good sir, he told him he's Mel Davening, and he wouldn't let up. He said, the guy would not let up, and he's trying to get him to talk and trying to get him. He says, I don't understand. I never had an Yisrael Bechlal to daven, to speak during davening. I never spoke during davening. Wasn't an issue. All of a sudden I make a Kabbalah, bang. Then it says, you see the Koyach HaKabbalah. Once you make a Kabbalah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I want to see how serious you really are. So a lot of people, they get turned off afterwards. They make a Kabbalah. They try to be massaging something. All of a sudden, HaKadosh Baruch Hu throws them a curveball. It's just to see exactly how strong you are. That's the curveball is, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Haskama to what you did. That's the scum to what you did, to show how chashev it is, and to show how much. The male he didn't give in, his bracha didn't give in, and sure enough, he didn't speak, pushed them off, and he didn't speak during davening. Within the next, I think it was the following week on Friday, he got engaged. The bracha got engaged. kids are called Kolodetsky, it's all about it. But that's the Nakuda I think that we're speaking about here. First of all, the first Nakuda is when you're makabel something, take it to the end. Through all the masavim, through the entire year, through all the tefillos, through all the everything, is that's what you take. And the second thing is that when you're moist and nefesh for everything, certainly not speaking during davening is a great tach. It's not specifically that. Any time that you're moist and nefesh, that's Gemara Brachos, it's on Daf Chof. So the Gemara, Rishenim Damasi Nafshayu Kedushas Hashem. They were moist and nefesh for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Once you're moist and nefesh for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you go ahead and you're passionate and you in the face of an Yisrael, you hold on with all your might. Then there's a HaKadosh Baruch Hu pays you back also with the Lamayla Min HaTeva. You go Lamayla Min HaTeva, you go Keneged your Teva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu also pays you back. Now there's a special Indian of davening in a kever, somebody that was Mitzchazik in such a thing, Mitzvah Nefesh, the Lord of Rebbe, for sure, it's a tremendous thing. And if you do that, I'm sure you see yeshivas. But it's anything that you're Mitzchazik in, you take it through, and you're willing to, this is your what you're passionate about, and you're going to take it through all Matzavim, and what should be that thing? So certain people, I heard about the Klesenberger that he said, Klesenberger Rebbe was in the concentration camps. Supposedly he said that when he was there, there's a tremendous book about him, Ud Mutzumesh, I think it is, and he said that not only was I not over on any Daraisa or any Darabanan while I was in the camps, I was also not over on any Minug of Klesenberger. Supposedly he switched his clothing that the button should go also. Then instead of being left over right, like the Chassidim are Noig, he switched his buttons that he should go the other way around. That he should be able to close his shirt the way that they like to do it, the right over the left, Chesed over Din. Everything, every minute was, even his prisoner clothing, he switched everything. That's Kodesh Elyon. But at least to take one thing, the real way to decide is what do I want my house to look like in 15 years? What do I want my children to look like? What do I want myself to look like? The person takes a minute and says, now, how is the person going to get there? What am I going to hold on to? What am I going to ensure that my house, that there's going to be a briach hatichon in my house to get my house to look like this in 20 years? Despite all the changes that come up, and we have no idea what's going to be in the next 20 years. The last 20 years, we can imagine what's going to be in these 20 years. The next 20 years, we have no idea. Who says it'll be 20 years before Mashiach comes? Veisachnit. But at least that we should have, a person should think for a minute. What is it that I want my house to look like? What is it that I want myself to look like in 20 years? What's my briach hatichon that I'm going to hold on to, that I'm going to take it, and through that build my mishkan?